Welcome to the Busy Gamer Podcast for the week of June 20th, 2010, providing a weekly summary of news and views from BusyGamerNews.com. We're a gaming site for people too busy for gaming sites.
Happy Father's Day.
This week's releases.
Transformers War for Cybertron for PC, PS3, and Xbox 360.
There are also separate Autobots and Decepticons versions for Nintendo DS.
Sin and Punishment, Star Successor for Wii.
Think Smart and Wipeout for DS and Wii.
And Puzzle Quest 2, Dragon Ball Origins 2, Mean Girls, and Just Sing for DS.
This is the latest game release information we have. As usual, a more thorough summary will be posted Monday morning.
Last week's releases.
Toy Story 3 for all major platforms.
Naval Assault, The Killing Tide for Xbox 360.
Dance on Broadway for Wii.
100 Classic Books for DS.
And for iPhone and iPad, there's Foosball HD, Light Bike 2, Pack Match Party, and Tony Hawk Pro Skater 2.
For a more complete listing of recent releases, please check our June 14th roundup on the site.
Giveaways.
Each week, we launch a giveaway we call Free Stuff Friday, but normally you have nearly a week to enter.
This week, we watched the traffic to our E3 coverage and found a dead heat between Wii and Xbox 360. So we thought, platform battle? Well, more of a friendly sparring. You'll vote for your platform of choice when you play for Rainbow Six Vegas on Xbox 360 or Elebits for Wii.
Or play for both teams with bonus entries. You can earn up to 4 entries by posting a comment, reviewing our podcast, and tweeting about the giveaway. Find the details on our site and be sure to enter by 5 p.m. Pacific on Wednesday, June 23rd.
Last week's winner.
Shekas won the original Motor Storm for PS3.
E3 in LA just happened, and all three major console makers had something new and compelling to show there. Each represents a big bet in the future of gaming hardware. Time will tell who wins out and which ideas are relegated to the sidelines of gaming history.
Here's our roundup of the biggest news of the gaming industry trade show.
Microsoft announced that Project Natal has officially been renamed Kinect, with a K. If you haven't been keeping up, this is basically a camera with voice recognition that lets you control your Xbox 360 dashboard, movies, video chat, and compatible games with your hands and body.
It is unlike anything you've ever experienced before.
Kinect's sensor detects both movement and sound in very sophisticated ways. It recognizes you. It responds to your gestures.
No pricing has been announced, but popular rumor places it around $150. Games, Microsoft did reveal, will be only $40 each. And some look pretty great, but more on that later.
Even bigger news is that there's a smaller version of the Xbox 360 with a 250GB hard drive and built-in Wi-Fi for $300. And it's launched and available at retail now.
Halo Reach will have space combat.
Metal Gear Solid Rising has some seriously cool katana slicing action.
MGS Rising is a sword action game, unlike anything you've seen before.
Gears of War 3 will have 4-player story co-op.
Call of Duty Black Ops will get add-on packs first on Xbox 360 through 2012.
And there's helicopter combat.
I'll take her up above the canopy, then hand over the stick.
Understood.
I'll call targets as I see them. We have coordinates at Krebsenko's compound. We follow the river all the way.
Got it. Give me the stick.
You're a bird.
Nintendo got off to a bumpy start with their laggy demo of
The Legend of Zelda Skyward Sword, due in 2011.
Yeah, we're getting some serious interference here, so. Somebody out there using wireless? Anybody? Everything went really well in our rehearsals. You guys need to turn off all your wireless devices.
But Nintendo quickly recovered with GoldenEye 007 for Wii.
And the long-rumored and finally revealed Nintendo 3DS.
It was Super Mario 64 that first moved us into fully rendered game worlds. And today, we're not just raising the bar, but we're making that bar extend far into the distance. 3D play on Nintendo 3DS is on the way.
Which features a 3.5-inch top screen that can display 3D visuals without the need for glasses. It has motion sensors and 2 external cameras for taking 3D pictures. And no release date or price yet.
Come on, who wants to pretend their hand is a gun? What is this, third grade? Woo! Woo!
Sony immediately went for the cheap shots at Microsoft.
So am I crazy, or did I just see 100 French acrobats prancing around an arena the other night?
Sony did announce the Move, which is their motion controller that requires you to hold 2 controllers, not unlike the Wiimote and Nunchuck, though supposedly with much more precision. Pricing is $50, but that's just for one Move, which is only a piece of their motion control puzzle. If you don't have an iToy camera, expect to pay about $210 for the Move bundle, plus an extra set of Move and Nav controllers so 2 players can participate. You will get a pack-in game with the bundle called Sports Champions. Games will be only $40 each.
Sony is also banking heavily on 3D gaming, which requires special TV and glasses.
Sony is the undisputed leader in 3D. We're the only company that provides an end-to-end ecosystem of that 3D experience. And what PlayStation did for Blu-ray, we're now ready to do it for 3D as well.
All PS3s get a 3D firmware update and access to free updates for some games now, like Pain and Wipeout HD, with more due out in the coming year, including Crysis 2, Killzone 3, and MotorStorm Apocalypse.
Overall, Sony seemed to emphasize their exclusives like Killzone 3, due February 2011, the Sly Cooper Collection, and an interesting announcement from Valve.
Stand by for an important announcement from the Aperture Science Emergency Surprise System. Deploying surprise in 3, 2, 1.
Hi, my name is Gabe Newell, and I work at Valve. I'm very pleased to announce that we'll be bringing Portal 2 to the PlayStation 3. I'm excited that Steam will be part of that experience, and I think that gamers will be delighted with features like Steam Cloud and automatic updates that will make the PlayStation 3 version of Portal 2 the best version on any console.
Other big Sony news includes that the Assassin's Creed Brotherhood multiplayer beta will be PS3 only.
Gran Turismo 5 launches November 2nd, finally.
Dead Space 2 will include a port of Dead Space Extraction with Move support.
Medal of Honor will include a high-def update of the 8-year-old Frontline game.
Twisted Metal for PS3 will have helicopters when it launches in 2011.
And PlayStation Plus is a new premium $50-a-year service similar to Xbox Live Gold. You'll get early access to demos and some exclusive content and discounts. But PS3 multiplayer gaming will stay free. And the first 3 months of Plus will be free for all.
Not much at E3 for the PSP, except that it will finally get a camera along with the Invisimals game that's already out in Japan.
Hey, spoiler warning, we're gonna pick, 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 pick it apart. Open it up to find the tick, tick, tick of a heart.
Here's our take on the major E3 announcements.
Microsoft actually impressed me much more than I expected. The Kinect does look pretty cool. Some of the games, even if they might seem like Wii knockoffs, looked pretty great. There's Kinect Adventures, which is sort of like theme park rides gone wild. There's a rafting game, where you leap to make the raft jump. You collect coins to score points, and it even takes shots of you at key points like those roller coaster cams.
And you can share those photos on the web.
Harmonix has Dance Central, which, if the E3 demo proved anything, it shows that we white guys still look pretty silly, even when we're dancing well.
And yet, we still marry you.
When I started on this project, I wasn't a great dancer. Okay, less talking, more dancing. Let me show you the wide range of choreography in Dance Central that everyone can master.
That said, this should be a lot of fun based on the buzz we heard from the people who tried it.
And then, there's Kinectimals.
Skittles, where are you? There you are. Skittles, be careful. You're okay? I'm good. You're my good Skittles. Yes, you are. You want it on your back? Yeah, you like that. Yes, you do.
Pikachu fan so wants to play with the baby tiger. We're going to have to find a way to let him try this game. It's not clear whether it'll be more like a digital toy or an actual game, but either way, petting a baby wild animal is pretty compelling, at least for a 7-year-old.
If Kinect works as advertised and isn't overly expensive, we'll be getting one at launch. It's interesting that games will be priced at $40 instead of the usual $60, but then you will need to invest in new hardware first.
birthday present.
Finally, apart from Reach, Crackdown, and Rock Band 3, which we fully expect to get, Metal Gear Solid Rising might just be the first MGS game we'll play through. I've personally abandoned the series after 3 failed attempts to play Solid Snake games, but its katana-slicing action looks fun. Let's hope it's as good as it looks.
Speaking of katanas, I'm really excited that Dead Rising 2 is coming out. It didn't have a huge presence at E3, but they did announce that the in-between game, which will be an Xbox 360 exclusive, it's going to be available through the network, will be coming out over the summer. And you'll be able to level up Chuck, our new hero, in anticipation of the game. And rumor has it, there'll be some achievements you can unlock only if you play the in-between game.
This year, we intend to show you how Nintendo, once again, is raising the bar in terms of game experience.
Most people we follow were floored by the Nintendo press conference, but it seemed very calculated and left us a little cold. That said, I personally plan to get Zelda, despite the laggy demo. I managed to enjoy Twilight Princess and expect this will be even better.
I watched the press conference live on the web, and I must say, when the booth babes came out tethered to their 3DSs, it kind of creeped me out because it looked like there was this chain gang of very pretty young Asian women carrying a box. And we didn't actually get to see the 3D gaming on the Nintendo 3DS since it no doubt doesn't represent well on TV. But this got a lot of buzz from the show floor, so we're assuming it's pretty cool when you play games on it. Hopefully we'll get to see it in action at PAX Prime in September. In the meantime, we'll reserve judgment except on the features. It is nice that you can manually adjust the depth on the 3D screen or even turn off the effects entirely.
But here's why we probably won't be buying a 3DS, at least not right away. DRM. Nintendo needs to fix their DRM model so you can transfer your DSiWare purchases to the 3DS and replacement units. I like digital distribution done right. Apple actually has the best model right now. Buy an app once, share it on all compatible units in your household. Xbox Live Arcade is acceptable, though I wish you could authorize multiple consoles for sharing. But Nintendo has lagged behind here and needs to address this soon, or it'll become a real problem for customers in the next year.
Then there was GoldenEye 007 for Wii. Daniel Craig has been recast as Bond, which just seems wrong to me. Pierce Brosnan only had one good Bond movie, and this was it. Why not stay faithful to the source material? Then again, Craig hasn't had any good movies, and he ended the franchise. So, maybe he's due. Also, the new GoldenEye graphics look good, but not great. And I don't relish the idea of aiming the Wiimote to snipe, so here's hoping there's classic controller support. Otherwise, this will be a rental at best.
Sony just didn't impress me. Maybe it's the frat boy vibe that faux executive Kevin Butler and the real-life CEO Jack Trenton exude. Sure, I'll want Infamous 2 and Little Big Planet 2, and maybe even Twisted Metal. That's about it. I don't need another set of Wiimotes for motion control gaming, even if it proves to be better. We're not getting a 3D television this year, and probably won't next year. Even if we did, I really don't like wearing 3D glasses in the living room. I barely tolerate it in the movie theater a few times a year.
And speaking as someone who wears glasses and does not wear contacts, 3D glasses are very difficult for me to use, and it'll be interesting to see if Sony addresses that in the style of the 3D glasses that they're going to bring out for all this later this year. Comments of the week.
We received several interesting comments on our site and via Twitter.
Ballard Girl 1 wrote, "Did somebody say Kingdom Hearts? And on a system I have, will buy the 3DS? Fascinating."
Tim Bledsoe wrote, "Really want the 3DS. 3D TV? Pass. Kinect Move? Pass until I see more games that don't rip Wii Sports. Will not pay $150, ever."
Chips99 is in for Kinect and the new Xbox. "I don't use my PS3 enough for Move."
Wolfkin defended actor Kevin Butler, who portrays an outspoken Sony executive on TV ads and at Sony events.
"Gaming is having a ridiculously huge TV in a tiny one-room apartment."
The commercials I'm happy with. At E3, he was only a tad over the top, by inches.
But even he was disappointed by Sony. "I was hoping the eye would drop in price so I could upgrade my eye toy, but never mind. 3DS only for me." "You are likely to be eaten by a group. If this predicament seemed particularly cruel, consider
whose fault it could be. Now the torture a match in your inventory." What we're playing.
I just finished the extra levels for Doom 2, which were a hoot, and forgot what it was like to see the Cyber Demon. I mean, in retrospect, he's really not that scary compared to some of the other games that I've played since then, but it still sent chills up my spine, and I was still saving every single time I got a good shot at him, and he didn't manage to shoot me. So now I'm going back through Doom 2, because, as you may recall from last week, I saved over some games accidentally. Well, apparently I saved over all my regular Doom 2 games, too, so the good news is I get to enjoy the whole thing all over again.
Well, with E3 and a sudden jump in work projects, I barely had time to play any games. I did play just enough Red Dead Redemption to realize I don't have time to play this game right now. I got to enjoy a hand of Texas Hold'em, but lost all my cash. So I've been running errands to try to make back my bankroll, but honestly, I have enough errands in the real world. I also played Shop Back, the new Jonathan Colton Rock Band Network song for Rock Band 2.
I like the Starbucks here, that's better than the other one, 'cause the other one's not as good.
And I tried Chopper Command on Game Room just long enough to realize it wasn't Choplifter, which I really did like, but some half-remembered Defender knockoff that I tried once or twice on the Atari 2600 many years ago. No sale. I'd rather have Defender.
DLC highlights.
New WiiWare games are Arcade Sports, Bejeweled 2, and Yard Sale Hidden Treasures Sunnyvale. Shadow of the Ninja for NES is now on Virtual Console. And there are also some E3 videos on the Nintendo channel.
DSiWare additions include 16-shot Shooting Watch, Lips Silent but Deadly, A Kappa's Trail, Music on Electronic Keyboard, and Telegraph Crosswords.
The PlayStation Store has Catan, the Gundamonium Collection, the full season of Tales of Monkey Island, and Final Fantasy IX, plus demos for Backbreaker, MLB 10 The Show 3D, Hot Shots Tennis for PSP, and a bunch of E3 videos.
Both PS3 and Xbox 360 gamers get the NCAA Football 11 demo and Tiger Woods PGA Tour 11 Emerald Dragon Fantasy Course.
Xbox 360 Marketplace has Space Arc, the Mass Effect 2 Overlord add-on, Battlefield Bad Company 2 multiplayer update, Super Street Fighter 4 tournament mode, the Mass Effect 2 demo, and a ton of E3 videos. Game Room titles are Air Sea Battle, Chopper Command, Liberator, Motocross, and Ping Pong.
As usual, more complete listings of the past week's DLC can be found at BusyGamerNews.com.
On Twitter, we encourage you to follow Game Watcher and Girl Got Game. That's GRRL Got Game. We often tweet news that isn't big enough to deserve an entry on the site or has a very limited shelf life. We also have a BGN community Twitter list. If you're not on it and want to be, just send Game Watcher an at reply.
We also encourage you to join the Busy Gamers Facebook group and our Busy Gamer News Facebook fan page.
If you use Stitcher Radio, search for Busy Gamer and favorite us there. And if you enjoy the podcast, please like us there too. You can actually do this each week that you listen.
Also, we'd love it if you rate and review us on iTunes. This week, it could help you win an Xbox 360 and Wii game.
Some of the music in this podcast came from Mevio's Music Alley. Check it out at music.mevio, that's MEVIO.com. You can find details and links for these and other songs at busygamernews.com/podcast.
I feel fantastic, and I never felt as good as how I do right now. Except for maybe when I think about what I felt that day, when I felt the way that I do right now, right now. I feel fantastic, and I never felt as good as how I do right now. Except for maybe when I think about what I felt that day, when I felt the way that I do right now, right now, right now.
I know everyone's got their eye on this motion control battle like it was Olivia Munn in a Lara Croft outfit.